wonderful morning, afternoon, evening, night, and that you had a wonderful night, morning, afternoon, day. So today is going to be a little bit of a continuation off last week's discussion, and this is really about dealing with some of the nuts and bolts of getting into how it is to deal with conflict and how it is to deal with conflict in conversations. And it is it really is kind of a tricky thing when you're in the conflict and you're trying to figure out ways to manage it, when it's a lot easier to start off with some agreements and then have those kind of on deck as you go into the conflict. So what am I talking about? Talking about things that are helpful when you're going to be having a discussion that may be kind of leaning towards, well, I call it either a healthy or enthusiastic exchange of ideas, or a flat-out argument, or a fight, or however you want to define it. One of the things is that you can make an agreement that you deal with one issue at a time. It's not that, well, I'm going to bring up this issue, and then to drive my point home, I'm going to bring up all these other things that are, you know, that I feel are ammunition for my side of an argument. And that is a way, and it doesn't really help much when you start dogpiling stuff, because then the other person, who probably has just as much ammunition as you do, starts sending out their little volleys. And the thing is, what you were originally talking about ends up getting lost. It ends up getting lost in old issues and other discussions. And also being very clear as to who to whom. Oh, fun fact, you know, I used to be an English major. If you ever wonder why the difference between who and whom, the easiest way to remember it is if you would substitute the term he or she, you would use who. And if you would either him or her, you use whom. So, little English point for you. And, you know, you can tell people it makes you seem like so cool. Anyway, back to the original point. If you're angry about something that someone did, or, you know, if someone's angry at me for something I did, okay, you know, I can look at it. I can look at what my part of it is. I can say, okay, this is, you know, how we can work this out. But either way, it becomes a thing of, oh, okay, well, I can take ownership of that if I did something, whether I intended it or not. Maybe I didn't intend it that way. But if it was taken away and it's like, all right, it's on me. And if somebody is angry at me because of that, you're kind of on your own on that one. It's tough enough being responsible for the stuff we do. It makes it even harder when we're being held responsible for the stuff we didn't do, or that we really had no control over, or that came into play long before we were even in the picture. So the idea is that if somebody is upset, make sure that you're actually the one that they're upset about. If they feel that you did something to them, make sure that you guys are on the same page as far as, okay, what exactly did I do, and why exactly is it upsetting to you? Which, you know, why is it upsetting to you may seem like a silly question, but actually it's a really good question. It has that person define exactly, so there's no guessing. One of the silliest things, you know, that I ever heard, and I think I mentioned it in the last episode, is that the idea of, well, if you don't know, I'm not going to tell you, or, well, you should know what you did. Obviously, I don't. Or, obviously, I don't attach the same story to it as you do. So, it's okay to ask somebody to clarify, it's like, okay, we're starting off with this issue. Obviously, there's a lot of energy around it, you know, maybe on both sides. And when you're first starting off with something like that, and okay, so just so we both know what this argument is about, what this discussion is about, this is what I think it's about. Or if you have no idea what it's about, it's like, I have no idea what it's about, so could you please define why we're about to go into this space? You know, why is this, you know, discussion going to go the way it's starting off? And it really is interesting to watch somebody stop. If you ask them, it's like, okay, I'm going to hear you out, and if I hurt you, it was not my intention. And can we both get on the same sheet of music? Actually have them think about, it's like, well, why are you upset? Well, then that means that they have to actually think, why am I upset? And maybe they respond with, it's like, well, you know, I'm upset because you hurt me. It's like, okay, again, not my intention. How did I hurt you? How did this become something that was so upsetting to you? And because a lot of times when you really start to break it down, one, by breaking it down, it goes out of emotion and it becomes, you know, it's like, look, you know, I honestly want to know, why are you hurting? And if I can fix it, I will. But the only way I can fix it is if you explain to me what it is that you're believing that I did. So if it turns out that, you know, it's like, well, and, you know, you did this and this other person did something like it, or it reminded me of, or, you know, whatever, you know, it's like, well, once I went through a scenario like this, I was hurt, and now, you know, that's why I'm upset. It's like, well, then it's not all on me. It's not all on the person who was the trigger for it. They've been a trigger, but they weren't the cause. And often when I'm working with people, they'll say, oh, well, you know, all I did was pick up a box. And I'll remind them, that wasn't all you did. It was just the last thing you did. And then we kind of have to start going back and saying, okay, what did you do before that? What did you do before that? What did you do before that? So when somebody is dealing with a major hurt and somebody triggers it, And yeah, I mean, nobody wants to be triggered. Well, that's not totally true. There's some people who get kind of a weird rush off that level of anxiety, so they kind of look for something to provoke them, but that's a totally different thing. So that's a show for another day. But the idea that they were triggered, resolved back then, is now coming forward. And maybe, if you have the time, if you have the patience, and if you have the skills, if the both of you have the skills, this could be an excellent opportunity to help that person to kind of move past it, to resolve it, to say, oh, okay, you're upset about what they did. And so part of this is about what they did. So can we devote a little bit of this time to what they did, to see how it impacted you? Because if they didn't do it, then I did, probably wouldn't have been that big a deal. So the idea that, you know, when we kind of stack issues on top of each other, and especially when they go unresolved, when the person at the time, you know, when somebody does something and the person experiencing it says, well, I wish I had said this at time. I mean, because we all do. Like, you know, for maybe a day or so afterwards, when somebody does something, it's like, you know, and we can think of all the most clever and cool things to say. And it's like, wow, it would have really put them in their place if I had said this. And I wish I had said that to them. But sometimes we say nothing, sometimes we continue to say nothing. And so that little bit of hurt all of a sudden sees an opportunity, and that part of you that says, wow, I wish I had really told them off then. Oh, here's somebody I can tell off now. Even though they're not totally responsible for the level of energy you have around it. But they're here and they did something. And it's either being on the transmitting end of that or the receiving end of it. Because then it just creates another situation where maybe the person on the receiving end walks away and goes, you know, I really wish I had told them off. I should have said this. I should have said that. Which means the next time they're triggered, they're going to transmit it. And it's going to be that unload at somebody else who may or may not have done anything that significant. So if something happens, be really clear on whether or not this that person, what they did. And even if it's that person and it's something that's been going on for a while, if they were never told that that was a problem, then to wait until it's like up to here and, oh, by the way, you always do this or you never do this. And they're kind of like, wait a minute, this never bothered you. Well, it did. But you didn't say anything. You didn't tell them that it bothered them or that it bothered you. So, you know, it really isn't fair to, you know, have somebody else carry the burden of another person's actions when part of the responsibility lies in the person who is affected stepping up and saying, hey, that was not okay. That was not cool. And I'm going to express myself about it. And it's helpful when you're talking with somebody who has the tools in their toolkit to go,